Well, it is the middle of March, and we're heading towards spring fast and furious, and we know that that means some cool stuff is happening at the Hall of Fame Village, and it's time now for our view from the Village, and we have on our WHBC Newsline the Executive Vice President of Public Affairs and Global Marketing, Ann Graffas. Hi, Ann.
Good morning, Pam.
That's a mouthful.
I know. Shorten that up. We're just going to have to say this is our friend Ann Graffas.
This is our friend Ann Graffas. Okay, that works for me. All right, wonderful. Let's talk about all of the wonderful things. First of all, what's opening up? Because I know that there were a couple announcements this week that really got a lot of people very excited.
Oh my gosh, we are so excited. We've been long awaiting Don Shula's American Kitchen. The grand opening is Tuesday, the 21st of March. We will be doing some test meals prior to that, but really for the public, get excited. The 21st and the 22nd, we'll be serving dinner and thereafter lunch and dinner every day. So we're open Monday, all 7 days of the week. So anytime 11 o'clock through 11 to 9, and then Fridays and Saturdays, we're actually open until 10. So Shula's, the menu is very unique, something for everybody approach. Obviously, the steaks that you probably know and enjoy across the country at the Shula's restaurants, but the American Kitchen concept is really something unique to us, too, with some great sandwiches and soups and a whole variety of things, including several unique cocktail offerings that are just fun names that celebrate Coach's football legacy and the greatness that, he represents. So lots of fun happening at Shula's. We're excited to have that ribbon cutting on the 21st. So more to come there. Yes. Also, love to share with the listeners that this Friday, obviously St. Patrick's Day, we are going to be hosting our Shamrock Shindig from 12 to 7. We had planned to do this outside and have the Red Zone, which is our giant wheel, kick off the operation of that fantastic new attraction. It doesn't look like the weather's going to
cooperate. No, it's going to be rainy.
It is, but that doesn't mean we're not hosting our event. We're actually very fortunate that we have our Center for Performance, which is, our indoor dome facility. So we're actually just going to move the party indoors. And
yeah.
So I hope folks will definitely, come in, stay warm. The first 92 attendees will actually receive an exclusive prize pack. You have to show up to see what that exactly is. But I can give your listeners a sneak peek that, we're going to be giving out tickets for Zach Brown, Kevin Hart, and even the Jets, Browns, and Tryment game. So lots of fun, lots of cool stuff to be won, and really just enjoy and hopefully, kick off spring, like you said. It's supposed to rain, but I think stop after 4:30. But we're in where we are. It could change three times between now and then. So
that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and lastly, I'll just share, this is something that's really makes me happy and excited because we announced that Heggie's is coming. The incredible, nut and candy shop that's known throughout Stark County and the region. It's coming to the Village this summer. So I couldn't be more proud. I've always loved sharing that some of our local businesses are, being engaged and participating in our fan engagement. So I couldn't be more pleased. So they're going to have unique offerings just to our site, in addition to all of the great candies and nuts that folks in our region have grown to know and just love. So really excited that Heggie's is coming to be with us in that down that space. So we're going to be engaging fans to do a lot of different things, dine, eat in some unique venues, be entertained. So lots more to come.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when I saw the Heggie's announcement, I was really happy about that in all of them, but that in particular because, when you talk about a local business coming there and locating, that's a really good thing.
Mm-hmm. I've long said if we aren't, leaning in and lifting up our own folks, we're doing something wrong as a project. And so I've been really proud of, I know we've talked about this before, but, the contractors and the folks that we've used to help build the project. But now the folks that we've been engaging with and really bringing to site to, bring their businesses to life here and just really add another level, hopefully, to their continued success. And Heggie's is a wonderful example of that. Great story for us. You've got the DePietro's with the pizza oven. So excited.
Yes.
And so we definitely have they're great offerings that folks know and love, but they're going to be uniquely offered here. So you will see something that's a little bit different to our site to really kind of given an exclamation point and, you know, something differentiated from what you see in other parts of the city as Heggy's. Same quality, same excellence, but a couple unique fun things to our site.
That's cool. And I will, you know, you and I have had many conversations about maybe, you know, misconceptions about different things and how we just try to get the word out to, and I saw somebody say, oh, it's just all football related over there. And I thought, no, it's not. It's really not.
No, I appreciate you saying that because it really isn't. You know, we do, and we have taken great pains to have something for everyone. So Obviously we are unapologetically football. We celebrate the excellence that is the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but we have sports of all kinds on site, and we have things that are non-sports. So you're going to see that, you know, once we open the indoor water park, you know, there's going to be a hotel which is going to be spectacular and a conference center. And, you know, we actually host more soccer on site than we do football. Maybe surprising for folks to learn, but, you know, there really is an opportunity for folks to be engaged in concerts and arts. We are working with Arts and Stark now about bringing a sculpture to site. We want to make sure that we're, you know, engaging folks in different ways in Play Action Plaza, you know, all the different rides. You know, we'll be on your show, I'm sure, sharing the third ride that's going to be coming this summer. Mm-hmm. And so just a lot of different ways to engage. It's not just football. Love that, you know, we have football to embrace, but we definitely want to be able to, you know, have unique and other experience as well.
Yeah, and if you haven't been over there, folks, just go over and take a drive through at the very least and take a look at everything. So,
you know, it's so funny. I was driving in a bit ago and I was parked at the light there on Fulton, and someone next to me, it was clear that they had not seen all of the development. And this gal, the guy, you could tell, he was explaining to her, and she her hands were wide, her mouth was on the, you know, wide open, and she was like saying, wow, it's clear she had not seen any of this. And
yeah,
it just made me smile and very proud and real
great.
Grateful to all the folks that continue to support us. So,
well, thanks, Ann, for coming on and giving us an update, and we look forward to the next one.
Oh, thank you, Pam. Have a great day.